February is National Kindness Month.
Kind people are on time.
Dun, 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 dun. How to say thank you.
Could you say it for me one more time?
On today's episode of Corporate Homie.
Healthy habits.
It's not just about physical healthy health.
Set 3 priorities each day.
Sleep is for suckers.
Turn off the TV.
Hey, homies.
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Woohoo!
So, we have been talking a lot about goals and productivity. And if you listen to our episode at the top of the year, we both gave our personal goals within categories. Do want to let the homies know that at the end of the first quarter, we're going to update you on how we're doing with those goals.
See if we practice what we preach.
Right. And there are some areas I can already tell you I do not. And there's some that I do.
They don't call it the struggle bus for no reason, sister.
That's right. But we're going to do that. We've been asked by the homies to do that. So we will be doing that once a quarter. But one of the homies joked with me and said, you know, your 2018 goals are my life goals.
I feel like they're mine too, whichever homie said that. And, you know, a lot of people said that they had never thought about, a lot of feedback rather we got from the homies was they had never thought about categorizing their goals. Like they just set goals but never thought about breaking them out into the category. So we have really enjoyed all of the feedback from that episode and are anxious to hear how the homies are doing with their progress as well.
Right. So I wanted to sort of give these are more of life, like in big picture general. Today's episode is about healthy habits, not so much about goals or resolution. We've been tweeting a lot about how to, you know, be disciplined and productivity and all that. And so we have a list that we actually did not curate ourselves.
No, we don't want to get a plagiarism charge.
Right, but we did see the list, discover the list, and found out it was a lot of, it resonated a great deal with us. We got the list from Honey, We're Home, which is one of my favorite local bloggers.
And that's HoneyWereHome.com.
Right, and we'll put this list in the show notes for this episode so you can go and actually get the full list because they're like 30 tips. So we're just going to jump right into them and then tell you how we implement them, if we implement them or whatever.
Right. Well, one of the first thing I would say before we walk through the list is for those homies who may think I'm already in shape, I eat great, I don't need to listen to this particular episode. The thing I most liked about the list is it wasn't just about the when Demetria and I first discussed it, I was thinking healthy habits had to do with physical health, but it's not just about physical healthy health, being healthy. So I thought that was a nice twist to it because I think sometimes when we think health, we think fitness.
Right. And this is healthy in all areas. So let's just jump into it. The first thing has nothing to do with health at all, or fitness or eating clean. It is clean out your refrigerator.
I have to say, I am horrible about this. Sometimes I grocery shop, and because I live alone and I will buy a bunch of stuff, buy new stuff, put it in there. It'll take me 3 weeks to throw the old stuff out that has expired. That I love this one for that reason. I'm not good at
it. Yeah, and I'm pretty good about actually cleaning out like old food and stuff. And I say by pretty good, like every 2 weeks or something, which I'm not sure. Maybe the homies are laughing.
Okay, well
at
then that's the same page pace I'm on.
But what I'm not good about is the like wiping the whole refrigerator down. And so when I saw this list, that's one of the first thing I did was sort of pull everything out. I checked all of my labels only to discover that lots of my condiments were expired and needed to be thrown out. So if you are a single homie, that might be something that you find out is that your mustard actually expired in 2016.
Or your jelly.
I'm not saying that happened to me. I'm just saying that might be an example of something that could happen. And then actually you know, cleaning the refrigerator out. So that was a good one for me.
The second tip is get a medical and dental checkup. This is just one of those things that we're always reminding ourselves to put yourself first. And, you know, with everything going on with the flu season and whatnot, you never know what's going on. You certainly want to be proactive and preventive. And you can't do that if you're not getting your, you know, twice a year dental cleanings and your annual medical exams.
Right. And so for me, this is one that I actually do implement. And the way that I do it is I do my dental twice a year because I'm terrible about flossing. So I'm really like a big advocate of getting my dental checkups. But then I do my annual like mammogram and physical and all of that around my birthday so that it's easier for me to remember. And if I would say pick something like Christmas or, you know, spring break or your birthday or something that's going to trigger for you that this is a time of year you get that done.
Yeah, that's a good tip. I do the same thing around April 22nd. That's our birthday. Write out your calendar for the year and keep it updated. I actually thought this was crazy because the idea of me proactively doing anything 12 months in advance, but I do have friends that do this. They are immensely more organized than I am. And I also think like anything, any kind of goal or what have you, when things are written out in the plan, you have a better shot at execution.
Right. So I dug down a little deeper on this one because I thought the same thing. I was like, write the calendar out for a year. And so what I discovered is, and I have tried to implement this for a year, this means like the big picture stuff. We're going on spring break in March. I'm going to take a personal vacation
in July.
Just a meet. Yeah. Right. I'm doing a girls trip here. I know I have, sometimes you already know where your business travels are. Or I go to the so-and-so conference every year, or my husband goes to the such and such conference. So it helps you sort of look at the year. And then when somebody says, hey, we want to go to, you know, this wedding, you're like, oh, we're already pretty booked in the fall, or we already have this wedding because you sort of looked and, you know, fall is really busy, spring is not, so on and so forth.
I like that a lot because what happens to me is I look up and then I've been traveling every weekend of a month because I haven't taken a forward view. And I'm horrible about when someone asks me to do something, I just look at that particular day or time and not what's going on before or after. So that would actually really keep me off the road where I feel like I'm on band tour sometimes by saying
right,
yes
and then
to
that
things.
Ends up stressing you out. That's right. Right. Okay, so the next one, number four, is set 3 priorities each day. So as any homies who've been listening to Corporate Homie for some time know, we believe it's not 3, it's 1. That you need a most important task of each day so that you can make sure that you always get that task done. So that is something I know that both of us sort of implement.
Right, absolutely. I'm curious though, do you set one for the weekend days as well or just for the work week?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't either.
I try to be as non-regimented on the weekends as possible, which is, you know, a character flaw of mine because oftentimes I end up at the whim of other people's schedules because I keep my weekends pretty open. And so, no, I don't set a priority for my weekday, for my weekend days.
The next one is read for 30 minutes before bed. I don't personally read before bed, but I do read during my lunch hour if I don't, you know, have a lunch meeting, and if I do, then I'll read before bed. But I actually do make a point to read something, a periodical for work or a personal book. I tend to personally like a lot of leadership books, and I tend to like to read biographies, whether it be on coaches or politicians, what have you. But I love the 30 minutes of reading each day.
So I definitely read each day. I'm not as regimented to set the clock for like 30 minutes, but for me, and it is become in the evenings at night, it's kind of a part of the way I wind down. But that's usually when I have my quiet time and I try to read my scriptures and sort of, you know, wind down sort of from an emotional, spiritual standpoint of each day. But I'm not as regimented about, you know, the 30 minute piece. Okay, the sixth tip is something I completely struggle with, which is go to bed early. I have not been able to figure out how people get 6, 7, 8 hours of sleep. Like that actually completely escapes me how people are able to do that. I am nocturnal, you know, to start with, so that's certainly a part of it. But I don't understand how people get in the bed so early. I don't understand how you get home from work, get food, you know, get dinner, get a workout in, do whatever, go to church, whatever, watch your shows, and get into bed early. So I don't know.
I don't have any idea how people get to bed before 10 o'clock, and the people who get 6-7 hours are getting in bed before 10 o'clock, and this is not our ministry. I don't know how to do that.
Right, so if anybody has any tips on that, shout us out and let us know how you...
Which takes us to the seventh tip, which is wake up early. Now, we will do this. We'll go to bed at 2 a.m. and still get back up at 5, which means, as we just said, we only got 3 hours of sleep. And we can, I know for myself, I think I've been functioning off of an average of 5 hours of sleep for 20 plus years now. My personal goal, as I mentioned earlier on one of the episodes, is to get to 7, but we will get up early.
Yes, definitely. And like Demetra said, I average about 4 to 5 hours of sleep. I really blame Delta for that.
I was going to say, I didn't want to say that. This all happened when we were online, and it's messed up my sleep schedule since the spring of 1995.
Right. And I just learned then to live with less sleep.
Sleep is for suckers.
I
don't sleep. I'm tired.
I feel wired. And I was just about to say that, and I do think that has become something that I used to say as a joke, but I think that there's a part of me that took that as some type of personal mantra, especially early in my career, that I knew how to grind. I didn't need all that sleep. Like Demetra says, sleep is for suckers. But one of the things I am learning is very successful people get rest. They know how to rest. Like there are no, you know, presidents or CEOs, all of them usually get a substantial amount of rest. So maybe it's TV. I don't know. I'm looking for some tips on
that. And outside of just successful people, since this is about healthy habits, everything you read about being healthy says you've got to sleep. Everything, whether it's, you know, weight loss or eating right or what,
blood pressure,
heart health,
you need rest.
So we're looking for the tips. So tweet us. Instagram, drop us a comment on Instagram. Let us know how you're getting your 7+ hours sleep, because we don't have a clue. The 8th tip is make your bed. If you ever had the pleasure of meeting our mother, Carolyn Liggins, this is not an issue for me. I make my bed.
Me either.
The only way,
every single day.
The only way I do not make my bed is I have the flu and I've been in it all day. Even when I have lazy days, and I don't, which are random, where I don't get up until afternoon or whatever, like on a Saturday, I still make my bed when I get up.
And I don't necessarily make my bed when I get up on the lazy days, but about, you know, 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6:30 p.m., I'm going to make the bed, because I can't get in the bed if it hasn't been made.
Something about that that seems wrong. You can't get in a bed that hasn't been made up. It's like starting to cook in the kitchen is dirty.
Right. It's no bueno. But again, studies show that making your bed every day is like one of those things we've talked about where you get something checked off your list. It's a sense of accomplishment. You sort of walk out of the room with it.
Complete.
You know, something done and complete. And so there is a lot of mental mojo that you get from making your bed each day. The 9th tip, exercise. I think all the homies know we all exercise. Both Bimitra and I exercise. We're big advocates of exercise, believe that you too should be exercising. You know, I don't think you need some, I'm in the gym 3 hours a day, any of that, but you need 30 minutes each day. And I would say not for the vanity piece, not for the weight loss piece, all of that, for the healthy habits. You know, almost all of you homies are living very stressful lives, very high demanding lives, and you need that time to get some of that stress off with exercise.
And exercise outside, like Demetra said, it's not only for the heart healthy and the, you know, the keeping the diseases away. It also gives you good me time, you know. So exercise is also, it is the only time in my day that I know I'm getting to myself, and I do not check my phone while I'm at the gym.
I was going to ask you, so do you not take your phone with you to your exercise moments?
So like what, because, you know, I will go to a boot camp class or I'll actually go to LA Fitness. I don't take my phone to boot camp. I don't even bring it into the gym, which is why I'm never one of the people checking in, showing the exercises that we're doing at boot camp, because I don't bring my phone in. When I'm at LA Fitness and I'm on the elliptical or whatever, yes, because I use that as an opportunity to watch my shows. But I won't respond to a text message or anything like that. I'm just, Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting. Because I bring my iPad in to watch for machines, and because I need the bigger screen. But yeah, I don't. That's a great thing. Okay.
So the next tip is stretching, and up until about a year ago, this was not something that I did. But as the homies know, I played college basketball, and I have issues with my knees, and I found that stretching when I get up in the mornings helped me tremendously.
You stretch each morning when you wake up.
I actually stretch before I go to bed. I stretch my knees out with my legs out. I actually have one of those rubber band things that my physical therapist made for me. So I stretch twice a day, and I do see a difference in how I feel.
I don't stretch, and I know I need to. And I will say this, as I have been on a pretty regimented strenuous workout regimen, that I have felt the need to stretch more, yet I haven't. So I'm going to definitely try to start implementing that one. I don't know if I can get to twice a day yet. You'll be my inspiration. I'm going to try once a day, because your girl has been soaking in Epsom salt.
I was going to say it will prevent some of that soaking that you are required to do.
Yeah.
All right. The 11th tip is take a walk outside. I live in Florida. I live off the water. I'm very big on this. I find it to be relaxing. There's nothing. Sometimes you don't even have to live in a beautiful nature place like Florida. Just getting outside, breathing fresh air, seeing the sun, seeing God's glory is always helpful.
Yes. And so if you're not sure how to get this one in, I always say walk to lunch. If you can get outside and walk to lunch. So that's a big one. Okay. Number 12, eat fruits and vegetables every day. This changed my life tremendously years ago. Rashima, when I first started getting to be friends with her, and she was living such a healthy lifestyle, who had such an impact on me as I started on my healthy journey. She was the first person sort of to say to me, you know, let's try to get these in. And it did turn into me understanding. That's how I actually got into smoothies, is that was the way that I started getting into more. Trying to figure out how to get more fruits and vegetables in caused me to start drinking smoothies. But yes, I'm a big fan of fruits and vegetables.
I'm a big fan of fruits and vegetables. And as Demetra knows, like, I can eat a salad every day as long as it has different stuff in it and whatnot. So, and I'm blessed that I actually enjoy a lot of different types of fruits and vegetables. Number 13, drink water. This is one of my daily goals, to get a gallon of water each day.
And do you drink a gallon each day?
So, no, but the litmus test is this. I am not allowed to drink anything until I have a gallon of water. So there are some days I don't get to drink anything but water. I don't get tea. I don't get a glass of wine. I don't get a glass of champagne. I find that I'm either like super in the zone or I'm totally off, right? So I either have 200 ounces of water or I have 30. And so and sometimes I can be 10, 12 days at a time where I've gotten a gallon, and then I'll have a day where I won't have very much at all. So I would say when I'm in the zone, I'm in the zone. When I'm not, I'm not even getting like, it's not like I got 80.
You know, like, right. You're nowhere near it. Yeah. I pretty much drink a gallon every day now, but my tip for that, for any homies who are wanting to drink water, one, I order my water in the subscribe and save with Amazon. So, and I've ordered the very big bottles of Essentia, like they're like the 50 ounce bottles. So they're actually 6 glasses, you know, so when I finish a bottle, I've already gotten 50 ounces of water. And so what I try to do is just always have a bottle of water with me. At some point, I'll usually have a case in the back of the car so that if I forget, I can just grab a bottle, take it with me, sort of have water with you everywhere.
I love that, having it in the car. Number 14, take a multivitamin. I don't do this. I know I should. Mama's been fussing at me for years. I take no vitamins. This definitely spoke to me as something that I need to get my life about.
Me too. I'm more the healthy vitamin. It's like you with the water. I'm hit or miss. So I'm either like, I've taken a healthy vitamin for the last 17 days in a row, or I haven't taken one in 3 months.
Why?
There's no in between.
I don't think I've taken one since 1999.
I don't think I've taken one in 2018. Okay. The next one, eliminate cigarettes, soda, and fried food. I've never smoked a cigarette a day in my life, so that's not a challenge.
I don't smoke cigarettes. I rarely have a soda.
I do too, which is amazing because if you know us, you know our mother is a huge Coca-Cola fan and has a Coca-Cola collection. And I do enjoy a Coke when I'm at her house. Like I find that when the Cokes are around me, but what I don't do is I don't keep Cokes in my home. So that's why I don't think I'm a big thing. Now,
well, I don't buy soda at all, but I think that one of the reasons why we're not big soda drinkers is we were only allowed one a day as kids. And so we didn't grow up drinking a lot of soda.
Right. Now, fried foods. Come on, somebody. That's another struggle. I love some fried food. I like fried catfish. I adore French fries. Like, I never met a French fry that we were not kin with. Like, I really like French fries. I have to really work at not eating fried foods. I do love fried chicken. I feel like I could be the person who Oprah could hire to go around the country reviewing different fried chickens at different places. I'm a big connoisseur of fried foods.
I'm not. I can go months without eating something fried.
Me too, but it's a battle.
But no, it isn't for me. But I will say, but when I have like a piece of fried chicken or, heaven forbid, one of the most delightful things you can ever eat to you, not for you, a fried piece of pork chop, I'm like, oh, let me get away from this because it's
delightful.
Delightful, right?
It's delightful. Yeah, oh no, and I plan for my fried foods. Like I had fried catfish and fried buffalo and spaghetti on New Year's Eve.
Right.
I planned for it. I was looking forward to it. I probably won't have any fried food again until Good Friday.
Right.
I'm planning that same meal, but I'm looking forward to
eating that at your house, by the way.
But your girl is looking forward to it.
All right, I love this one. Meal plan and grocery shop on Saturday. I am very good about grocery shopping on Saturday. I'm not good about meal planning on Saturday. I don't actually start thinking about my meals until Sunday, which forces me sometimes to go back to the store.
To go back to the grocery store.
Which is really, really not efficient.
You're grocery shopping before you meal plan?
I'll just go buy up like a bunch of fruits and vegetables, and then I end up like supplementing what I've bought that I want to make for my meals when I get ready to cook on Sundays, which should. So I'm just wasting my time.
Yeah, I do meal plan. I can't say that I necessarily do it. I'm not great on Saturday and I do grocery shop, but it's been a long time since I actually went to the grocery store to shop. So for me, that's all kind of in the same thing. I figure out what I want to make. I jump on Instacart and order that and then I have it all delivered. This goes nicely right into the next tip, which is number 16 or 17, which is meal prep on Sunday and Wednesday. I really only meal prep on one day a week.
I don't have time or the capacity to do it twice.
I do think it's another thing about being single. It's just not as many people to meal prep for.
Right.
My meal prep is a little bit different, I think, than some people, because I'm not like those people you see on Instagram where they make, you know, one chicken breast and they have like a side of, you know, their vegetable and they're making their meals. I sort of meal prep like I did it today. I meal prep big stuff. So like today I made a big thing of brown rice. I made potato hash, red potato hash. I made a big thing of orzo. I made some broccoli. I made some Brussels sprouts. And then I had some meats. And I'll figure out how that all comes together for meals later on.
So I will meal prep the individual meals. But this is something that Demetra and I have in common. Because I have friends that they can eat the same meal every day, three meals a day for 12 days. I can't do that for 3 days. Like, I have to have variety. So, yes, I can make a...
My palate is adventurous.
Right, so I can make a big pan of chicken, but I may make four different meals with that chicken. So I may go ahead and do them all on Sunday, individualize into my meal prep containers. So I may have like, okay, I'm gonna eat I've got four chicken salads, you know, spinach with grilled chicken on top of it. Then I've got like you said, the chicken with the orzo or the chicken with the Brussels sprouts. But no, I can't just eat chicken and Brussels sprouts for five straight days twice a day. I can't not do that, and I'm not going to.
And I'm not trying to teach myself to do that. Okay, keep healthy snacks on hand. I do this. I have healthy snacks sort of everywhere. In my briefcase, at the office. That's another way I sort of take the fruits and vegetables. I'll take random fruits. keep them on my desk. I have a fruit basket on my desk. I keep, like I said, in my travel bag, Kind bars, whatever. I'm the same way.
I actually have a whole drawer in my office that has nothing but, you know, like you said, almonds, Kind bars, things like that. And then this is something I got from our personal trainer, Pat Hardesty, when I lived in Atlanta, is I keep those little already put together protein shakes. I keep those with me as well because, again, they have like less than 3 net grams of carbs or what have you. But yeah, having the healthy snacks is a good deal, especially when your day gets away from you and then you're not, you know, going to the snack machine or grabbing a bag of M&Ms and eating junk and killing your day.
This next one's one of my favorites. Clear your kitchen counters. I'm a big fan of this. I don't have a mudroom. And so my kitchen counter, I feel like it's my mudroom. It has like my shoes are at the bottom. I have my papers there. And so oftentimes I, for whatever reason, that makes me feel like making my bed when I come in and the kitchen counter is clean. There isn't excess mail. There isn't, you know, my purse from Thursday or whatever. That makes me feel
better. I'm the same way. I have a little corner that ends up piling up and then at least a couple days a week, I've got to clean it off where I feel like the whole house is cluttered up. Number 20, scrub your sinks until they shine. And I wash my dishes as soon as I eat. Like, I'm not one of those people that leaves dishes in the sink. I can't do that, so.
Right, I have to throw everything in the dishwasher for that. So I agree with that.
Pay your bills on time.
Pay your bills on time. Yeah, number 21, pay your bills on time.
Pay your bill. That's what you got to do.
You know, this is something that is definitely a healthy habit now, but I was not great about, especially when I was younger. I would just get so busy, I would forget to pay bills. It wasn't even about not having money. I literally would just get, and so that's when I think if you're struggling with that, homies, my tip is automatic pay, you know, stop getting bills in the mail, try to get them in your emails, things like that to sort of help you develop that habit because obviously, you know, I don't have to, we got, you know, the bank on the line, but you know, it's going to impact a lot of things that keep you from being healthy, financially healthy.
Right. And I would say, you know, for those folks who struggle with that, pick a certain day a month, typically 1 to 2 days after you get paid, and sit there and go through everything and make sure everything is paid. I think this is a lot easier to do in 2018 than it ever has been before because of all of the tools and apps and online banking and whatnot. It's just a lot easier. But if you struggle with it, my suggestion would be to pick, you know, okay, when I get paid on a Friday, the Saturday morning after I get paid, I'm going to sit still and pay bills.
Okay, great. The next tip, number 22, is clean out your bag weekly, your briefcase, your purse, your whatever. And I'm pretty good about that with my purse because I switch my purse to match my outfit. So I'm constantly, you know, needing to look fresh. And so I don't have stuff in there. I know Bimitra does not clean her purse, her work bag, the back of her trunk, the golf bag, not none of that.
So I'm horrible at this. I'm in the middle of moving, homies. And before I moved each purse, I went through all of them. And
you found like $200? Two
trash bags. I found $88. I found things I've been looking for months, compacts, lip glasses. So I'm like, I have to get better about this. Like, it's pretty ridiculous. So the idea of doing it weekly seems excessive, but I'm here to try.
Which takes us into trash, recycle, all paper clutter. I don't really have a lot of clutter. I'm a big recycler. I'm pretty green about the way I live. When I check my mail, the reason why the things that I'm keeping are on my kitchen counter is I pull out the recycle bin as I check my mail and all of the sale ads and whatever stuff, I just put it in there. So I don't really struggle with trash or clutter, but that's my tip for those of you who do. And like Bimitra said about the purse, maybe you could implement that as well. Have a day a month that you go through.
Yeah. So I don't struggle with that because all the papers are in my purse and in my work bag.
Right. Okay. Number 24.
Okay. Unsubscribe from unnecessary email. I actually do this once a month. Like, I go through my Yahoo account because I get tired of just clicking on deleting 50 things. And so I started doing this about 4 months ago, where once a month I'm like, okay, I'm not reading this email. Let me unsubscribe. I don't care what this person has to say anymore. So I love this about unsubscribing from unnecessary email, because it allows you to get through your email, especially your personal account, like your Yahoo, your Gmail or whatever. It allows you to get through the messages that you need to read.
See, I don't. And instead, I just have a whole nother junk email account. It's my college email.
So Demetra has 32,583 emails
right on any now. Given Sunday. I mean, that's not true. I mean, I will do it periodically, but that's the point, is it takes me that it's my old, you know, college email that I now use when I buy things or whatever. But it does always have a lot of email. And you're right, I could avoid that if I went in and unsubscribed. Okay, turn off the TV. I'm a big believer in this. I'm a big believer in this. I think that is why I am pretty productive and, frankly, mentally healthy. I don't watch tons of TV. I'm very sort of deliberate about what I watch. You know, I have my shows that I record. I watch them when I'm going to watch them. A lot of times that's become now on my tablet at the gym. But I also don't use the TV for like background noise and clutter. I believe that all of that is cluttering your spirit, letting things in, keeping you from being creative, keeping you from because you're just, you know, vegging out all the time.
Yeah, I agree. When I am cooking, reading, there are days that my television doesn't get turned on at all. That could happen for 3 or 4 consecutive days. Like you said, I have now... over the last few months, I basically just watch my shows at the gym. It's something that helps the cardio go by quickly. So, which is going to take us nicely into the next tip, which is to listen to music, because I do listen to a tremendous amount of music, and I like instrumental music, and I listen to all different kinds of music.
Right. So I listen to
listen to music while I'm paying bills.
Yes.
While I was preparing for the episodes for this month, I was listening to jazz while I did that. So, yeah, I listened to a lot of music.
Right. And I was going to say, I think the homies know, if you have listened to our previous episodes, I have the specific channel on Pandora that I love to get tedious tasks done, like checking email or, like you said, prepping for an episode. It's the classical studying that keeps my mind sort of focus and all of that. And then I do enjoy, especially, you know, my lovely sister got me an Amazon Echo years ago, so it's in my kitchen. It plays music while I cook. I mean, music.
Mine's in my
so
kitchen,
if anything,
yeah.
Music is sort of background of my life. Okay, number 27, replace negative self-talk with positive affirmation. This is probably my favorite thing on the list.
And I feel like, you know, we're blessed to be twins. So I feel like we do a lot of this for each
other.
We did it two days ago.
Like, right.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm feeling like this. And then the other person, without request, is like, no, you're so-and-so, so-and-so. You're going to. So because we're twins, I feel like we do it a lot.
Get you a twin.
I don't have to do it for myself.
Right. Get you a homie. Right. Get you a twin. Get you somebody that's going to speak some life into you. But more importantly, even on top of that, until you get that, or even after you have that, I heard Pastor Teray Roberts say this last week, and it really spoke to me. I'm sure we'll end up tweeting it. There is no message that is as important as the one that you tell yourself.
Hello, somebody.
And that is so big. So, you know, you have to get up and say,
pray over yourself.
That's why.
Lay hands on yourself.
Speak over yourself. Or, you know, not to be all Big Mama or Benny Liggins about it, but the Bible says that faith comes by hearing. Right? So sometimes I speak out loud. Like I say,
I do that.
Wow, you are doing so great. You're getting up every morning and working out. You are killing it. Or, wow, good for you for not stopping and getting French fries and eating the healthy meal. You know, just, and
I do the same. We've been productive today. And then sometimes when I don't feel like it, I'm like, the sun is shining. It's going to be a good day. I don't know why, but it's going to be a great day.
And then, like Demetra said, we'll say that. I'll call her and say, I don't know if this how this sounds to you, but I feel like I look great these days. Right? I'm doing my good work.
Or as I like to say, I'm in season.
Right. So I'm a big believer of that.
Number 28 is one of my favorites, because I keep a notepad next to my bed so that when ideas and things come to me in the middle of the night, I can write them down. So I love this, which is bring dump everything on your mind onto paper. we have multi-track mind, so I can't brain dump everything on my mind onto paper, but the big things are, and we do it a lot with episodes, like, oh, this came to me, this should be an episode or what have you. So I do think writing things down are helpful with execution.
Yes. And what I've learned in the last couple of years, I used to have different notebooks for different things. I used to have like a corporate homie notebook and a work notebook and a so-and-so. And now I don't do that anymore. I have one notebook where everything is for that reason, because I do realize I got that tip from Bimitra. Like when something hits me, I'm going to put it in the notebook and now everything's together. And if I need to separate it out, I'll just make a copy of the page to throw it into a case file or something like that. But pretty much everything is in, you know, one single notebook, which is helpful.
And tip number 29, buy fresh flowers. I don't do this often, but when I do, I feel better.
I do it a lot.
The house smells better.
And it makes me happy.
And yeah, and you know, our mother kept fresh flowers in the house. And there's just something about fresh flowers, because it's a living, breathing thing in the house. It brings energy in the house.
Right. It's why everyone loves to receive flowers, right? Because it just makes you happy. And so
it makes you feel special.
Makes you feel special. And it doesn't have to be, you know, expensive flowers. I usually get mine from the grocery store.
Me too.
Yeah. So it doesn't have to be something super duper fancy. And then the last tip, number 30, and we're done. This is a little bit longer episode than we normally do, but it's just, you know, be kind. And I think that's not about just to other people, but to yourself. You know, we are always talking about, you know, grace yourself, give yourself credit for the things you're doing. You're out here making moves that keeps you in a very good, healthy place.
Yeah, I love it. And we did a whole kindness episode, actually the previous episode. So as Dimitra said, this is a little bit longer episode than we normally do, but we thought it was important to share all 30 tips. Thank you as always for listening. And you can find us on all things social. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, always Corporate Homie, HOMIE.
And of course, if you have any topics that you want covered or you want to discuss any of the tips that we talked about, feel free to send us an email at info@corporatehomie.com. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.